Everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out pounding the pavement this morning. It's early, it's cold. We have such interesting weather here in Melbourne. So 3 days ago it was 33 degrees. Right now it is 7 degrees. 7 degrees, that is right. Super, super cold. But this is autumn for us. I love this season for us here in Melbourne. You have these cold mornings, almost like a frost. We won't be too far away from frost. And beautiful blue sky. So I've just already trained clients this morning, recorded one podcast, and this is my second one. And I'm about to go back after this walk and work with some clients again. Big day, big week, and it's been really quite productive. I wanted to discuss today about next steps. We're all at a particular point in our life, and we've achieved a certain level of success and right now. And I think from time to time, I'll stop and I'll think, all right, am I where I want to be? What can I be doing differently? What do I need to just stop and strategically do, maybe fundamentally different to what I'm doing right now? Unless you stop and think about those things, I find that you just keep going through doing the same thing day after day after day, with the occasional holiday thrown in for most people, and say, oh yeah, this is what's going on. And you don't achieve the growth or the potential that we're truly capable of achieving, because in my study of successful people, always hungry, always driven, always connecting with people, always building relationships, always finding that next thing that can take them from where they are to where it is that they want to be. And it doesn't matter how much success that they've had. It's like, what's that next? I just want more of that success. And so I think we can also do that at certain ages of our life as well. I am 56 in a few months' time, and at a different age to where I was 10 years ago, obviously, but your mindset is different, right? So I said a while ago that I think the age is between 55 to 60 for me, based on life events and everything, will really shape me for what I'm going to be doing in that next chapter of my life. And because I think it will look different to what I'm doing right now and the way that I'm doing it. I think I will always coach people. I love doing that. I think it's what I'm supposed to do. That's something that brings me a lot of joy. It brings me a lot of social interaction. I've made some great friends, great connections through that. And I've been able to help thousands of people around the world just live better lives, better quality of lives, help them be more successful and happier in what it is that they do. And to me, that's just an awesome thing. So I just think that the way that I deliver that at the moment will be different at some other point in time. Where I live now compared to where I live in the future, I think will also be different. I live in a very big house right now. I have the one daughter that lives with me, and she's only with me half the time. Now, she's an adult now. She's, helping her go to that next stage of her life in finding a job and building a career and all that kind of stuff. She knows how expensive it is to live, so it probably means that she will stay at home for longer, perhaps, than, traditionally. I mean, I moved out of home when I was, how old was I? I was 22. Oh, well, I was 21, actually, when I moved out. I turned 22 that year that I moved out. So I was 21, and I just wanted to get away from home. I wanted to be independent and do all those things. But now it's obviously quite different. And so I'm helping her shape that. And of course, over the last 12 months, I have my young daughter. She passed away, and I had had just felt that while she was still alive, I thought that, well, in the next sort of, she's 15, so in the next 5 to 7 years, that would be the time period that I would just naturally work out what was that next phase of my life going to look like. Now, because Liv isn't here now, it's now probably the 5 years. I mean, I'm just thinking that, well, maybe by the time my daughter is 23, she's 19 this year, 23, 24, that will be the time frame that she will probably just work out herself that she wants to move out, whether that's with her boyfriend or with a girlfriend or something. I just think she'll want to have her more of her independence, but she also knows she's on a damn good thing right now. So that only time will tell. And so I'm looking at what will that look like. So if I look at, say, this last 12 months, obviously one of the big things for me, if I go back over 12 months ago, was to make sure that I nurtured both my girls to be the best adults that they could be, and help them achieve the success that they wanted to achieve. With my younger one, it was to just support her in every way that I thought was possible to help her fully recover from her eating disorder. That didn't happen, and now she's gone. And the pain with all of that over these last 12 months has been, for me, about, well, how do I navigate through all of that to enable me to go through the proper grieving process for me, knowing that I was probably going to put everything in my life in a bit of a holding pattern for a while, making sure that I remained even closer with my elder daughter to help her navigate it as well. But then you strip away all of that and everything else, it's like, well, how do I also take care of me and give me what it is that I need? And that's navigating the unknown. It's something that I hope no one ever listening to this has to go through, because you just don't know what it's going to look like, or what you're going to feel, and how you're going to get through it. Me being me always has to be doing something, and so I then moved into some advocacy space, and that's led to a number of amazing opportunities and things that have happened, and like they continue to happen. That happened yesterday. I won't go into all the details, but there's things that are happening every week in this space, which is really quite remarkable. But again, coming back to how does this impact me becoming the best version of me, and having a lot of different conversations with myself about how do I take pain and turn it into greatness and all those sorts of things, and thinking about, well, what does this next phase look like? And I think when it comes to, it's another about 6 weeks or so before it's 12 months since my daughter passed, I think I've been able to achieve a lot of growth and I don't know what the words are, but I'll just say coming at peace with things and being able to, I guess, use the bad for something that's going to take me to even greater things. And I think if I could have, you know, predicted what was going to happen for me, I don't know if that's the right word, but I didn't think I would be where I am right now. But of course, it's trying to guess the unknown. So of course, as I go into the being 56 this year and continuing on with what I was thinking I would be in 5 to 7 years' time, working things out, I think, you know, what that my work, my business is going to look like in that time. I think I'm just ready to keep on pushing the boundaries of what it is that I'm truly capable of. And I think that's exciting. And I determined at the end of last year, I did speak about this on this podcast, I think, and on the Rob Evans 365 one, that I needed to, I was sick and tired of the sadness, and I don't want to be immobilized by, you know, the tough things that go on in my life, and instead using my daughter as a source of joy and happiness. And I can't undo anything, but I can move forward with it. And I think we often get immobilized by tragedy, immobilized by emotion, immobilized by our mindset that just prevent us from achieving the things that we're capable of, because we make up a story as to why we should stay sad. And look, I've been confronted myself with the, is it okay to still feel? It sounds silly when you say these things out loud, but you understand. Is it okay to be happy? Is it okay to feel like I want to improve? Is it okay to do these things? And I come to peace with that in knowing that my daughter would say, Dad, what are you doing? You need to be celebrating life. You need to understand that I'm right where I want to be. I'm happy. I'm doing what it is that I want to do. You know, I'm doing everything that I can now. I'm really loving where I am. I'm not suffering anymore. And as hard as that is to be here without her, those words and those thoughts and the happiness of her being in my life, although it was a very, very short amount of time, I have come to find that that gives me a lot of peace. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't feel moments of sadness. I was in Adelaide over the weekend, and there were some great moments that happened for my daughter, both of them, in entering an art show, and they won prizes, and Liv won an award for the whole show. And it's like, wow, you know, how it was for a piece of artwork that it was her favorite piece, and we entered that for her, and she won, and not just won her category, then won a show for the whole, also a prize for the whole show. And just the joy that I know that she's smiling down thinking, wow, look what I did. And that, you know, that's really special. And her sister won a number of prizes as well. And with the joy of that comes sadness as well, like tears of joy and tears of sadness at the same time. I just miss her. So for me, determining what those next steps are just really important, because it's about progress. And I often talk about the secret for me to happiness in your life is about making progress. And how do you make progress? Well, sometimes progress just happens on walking, right? So if I've just put one foot in front of the other, I'm going to get from where I was just a step ago to a step in front. And you accumulate a lot of those steps, and before you know it, you've walked a few kilometers. I think when it comes to success, though, if you want to achieve a great level of success, you need to really just stop. And again, if I relate this to walking, every now and then you just need to stop and have a look at the map and say, well, hang on, where am I going here? Well, like, what's the purpose of this trip? Am I getting closer to where it is that I want to? I thought that I would go back here, but is that really where I want to go to? Should I extend it? Should I go out this way? Should I turn left rather than turn right? Am I really doing all the things that I should be doing? Is that going to optimize my journey? Is there a better way to do it? And I think one of the great things about the world we live in now, we have access to so many resources to enable us to do whatever it is that we want to do. It just comes down to, well, where's our mindset? What are we challenging ourselves to do to push ourselves to move to that next step, to achieve that level of greatness that we really are capable of? And so I just think we need to stop. You need to stop and just reflect on that. And maybe it's having a weekend out to have whether you run a business or whether it's just a personal journey through a career, taking a week out to have a think session, a think tank session with yourself. Maybe it's with someone else as well, but I enjoy the solidarity of doing the things in my own mind and capturing them down on paper and stuff to purposefully move me from where I am to where it is that I want to get to. And sometimes if you've never put yourself into that thinking space, you will not change. And so this is one of the things that I really loved hearing about Bill Gates. He has a think week. He goes away, takes a whole bunch of books, goes, sits in his cabin somewhere by himself, and he has a week of thinking time. He does a lot of reading, a lot of thinking to help take him to that next level. Now, is it any coincidence that he's still a billionaire, highly successful? He'd probably still be the richest person in the world if he didn't get divorced and they didn't put so much of their wealth into the Bill and Melinda Foundation. But the fact that he does that and continues to do that enables him to keep on growing. And I think we all need to do that type of task. It's going to help you grow to be a better version. So I want to inspire you to take that next step and to take some time out to take that next step. And it's that, well, I don't have time to do this, that, or the other. If you want to achieve better outcomes in your life, you must take time out for you and to be thinking about the bigger picture. Sometimes people are, well, a lot of the time, people are just doing jobs because that's what they fell into, if you like, or that was the opportunity that came up. But so few people have true happiness in what it is that they're doing. Most people I speak to, even executives, they really don't like what it is that they do. What they love about what it is that they do is the paycheck that comes to provide them with the lifestyle that they've come accustomed to, and they really get through life, if you like, by virtue of the things that they do after work hours and on the weekend. And now, I was like that too for many years until I discovered what it is that I should be doing. And now I technically work more hours than I've ever worked before, but at the same time I never work because I love it. And it's not work, and it doesn't feel like work. And if you're in that place yourself, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just that journey of success. So what's next for you? What's next? The exciting thing for me is I still don't know what's next. I'm still at age 55, heading on 56. Still excited about the fact that I don't know what this next phase of my life is going to be like, but I'm going to continue progressing and continue doing my strategic thinking on a daily basis to keep growing myself. And I know in the work that I'm doing that each step forward that I take will take me one step closer to knowing what that next phase is going to look like. The great news for me is that I still love what it is that I'm doing, my business is growing, and whenever you're surrounded by growth, then that just feels good. But I want to just keep pushing, keep growing, and you just never know. I know what it was like to change career to do what I do now and how great it is. Imagine if you had a slight tweak on that, or you added something else and it's like, oh wow, now I'm doing this as well, or I'm doing this instead, or I'm not talking about a career change, it's not for me. I mean, it's that next thing. I don't know what that looks like, but imagine what it could look like. Imagine what that could feel like. And unless you stay hungry, unless you keep asking, you don't know. So let's go. Let's grow. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for that free consultation right there. It's globally with me. I'd love to connect with you. See you tomorrow.